Geologist Dr. Richard Robertson has said there is currently no major threat to St. Vincent and the Grenadines if the Kikamjeni underwater volcano, located between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada, were to erupt in its current state. He said the immediate threat will be to boats passing in the vicinity of the volcano.
Kikamjeni, if and when it erupts, and it's not erupting currently, as I said, it's just a period of elevated seismicity, more earthquakes than normal. Whenever it erupts, the most likely thing it would pose a threat to is ships that passing over the area. Because when it erupts, you know, it sends more gas into the water. And when you have more gas in the water, it means that ships passing over it, they're not so buoyant. You know, ships are heavy, and if they find a gas pocket, they will tend to sink. So, which is why, if you look at Kikamjeni generally, there is always an exclusion zone.
Dr. Robertson explains what the alert level of Kikamjeni being kept at yellow means.
The alert level has been kept at yellow for some time. I think people have seen it and thought that the yellow had changed recently. No, it's been at yellow, and it's always at yellow at this level because of the danger of eruptions happening and it causing danger to ships passing over. And what the yellow means is that there's an exclusion zone around it. That's what it transferred to. It translates to saying that there's a region around it that shipping should not pass through. So if you pass in between Grenada and Carriacou, you should take a wide boat up Kikamjeni. Essentially, that's what yellow ensures that people are doing. It doesn't say that the volcano is doing anything other than what it normally does. And even when it's not erupting, it's possible for it to send out some more gas. It could have periods of increase the gas in, where it sends out more gas, and that same buoyancy thing that I'm talking about, where ships could sink, could happen.
Dr. Robertson said, Vincentians should not be worried about tsunamis if Kikamjeni were to erupt in its current state.
The thing that people get most worried about with Kikamjeni is its potential to have a big explosion, which then pushes the water and generates these things we call tsunamis. We still think the possibility of that is quite slight, even for an explosive eruption, simply because it's so deep below the sea. And it has to do with the physics of generating tsunamis. For you to generate tsunamis, you first of all have to have a submarine eruption that is big enough to push the body of water above it and displace it enough that it then pushes out and generate waves. We just don't think it's physically possible for it to do it in any major way right now. It's not to say it can't do it in the future, which is why we keep a close eye on it, because we want to see if it's going to erupt and what does the eruption do? Does it build it up closer to the surface? Does it then have an increased chance of that? We're nowhere near there yet. What we is just a period of elevated seismicity.
Geologist Dr. Richard Robertson. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.